Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. If you go to speakerspathway.com, you're going to see that we've been very busy helping people during the pandemic. And we've got a program there, a webinar we put on twice a week. It's a live webinar. It's called Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. You can go to speakerspathway.com. You can click on the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. You can see pages and pages of different speakers or topics. I encourage you to please listen to some of the topics that's applicable to you or of interest to you and share it with others. Most importantly, please get in touch with the person that created that talk and let them know you appreciated it, because I know they would greatly appreciate that, because they donated their time, their effort, their everything to provide an inspiring message of inspiration and hope. Also, we're proudly sponsored by the 6-Minute Webinar. That's 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on Toganet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, number one, welcome to the show. Number two, that 6-Minute Webinar is walking on its own legs, is it not, brother?
Well, good morning, Jim. It's really great to be with you, and we have a great guest today. I wouldn't say that it's walking on its own legs. I think it's already started sprinting. It's just taking off. People are intrigued by it. They love it. And the people, I just got off working with a client who was stunned by how simple and effective it was. And, you know, we have a boot camp coming up. We'll get you more information on it. It's going to be September 12th. It's called Nail Your Niche. Ooh. And what the boot camp and what the 6-minute, the tool we use is the 6-minute webinar. And the way you nail your niche is you get a message to your perfect client.
Wow.
You speak directly to your perfect client. You cut out the other 90%. And you go to the person that you can serve the best at the highest level. It's so exciting. And we're having so much fun with it so far.
It is. What a little bit I know about it, folks. I tell you right now, it's just straight right down the middle. There's no fluff. There's no boring people. I mean, you get your message across in 6 minutes or less. From an opening to a close with a call to action. And Bill, I tell you right now, that thing is starting to fly, isn't it, brother?
It really is. And it's all about having pure clarity for what you do best, which has a lot to do with our guest today, Mark Porteous, because Mark is with the Soul Affiliate Alliance. And I'm going to let him talk more about that. I've had the opportunity to work with Mark, and I am really excited, Mark, to have you on the show today. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much, Jim and Bill, for having me here. And I love the lead-in with the 6-minute webinar, because not only have you had a chance to work with me, but I've had a chance to check out the 6-minute webinar. You're right. I think it's a perfect bridge into our conversation, the idea of being able to know very specifically about who you serve and how you can help them, and then be able to go right into a specific call to action about inspired action, I like to call it, that solves the problem you're trying to address.
Boy, that's so true. I've had the opportunity. I met Mark. How long ago did we meet, Mark? Quite a while
ago. 6 or 7 years ago, I think. It was at least 6.
6 or 7 years ago. And you know, Jim, the funny thing is, Mark and I never really, we knew we were supposed to be doing some things together, but we never had the opportunity to connect until earlier this year. And since we've connected, our souls are aligned and there's a lot of exciting things going on, right, Mark?
Absolutely, yes. And it's funny because, again, we connected on the cornerstone of your work and my work, which is about aligning with your divine purpose. And so that's
right.
Instantly we felt that connection. And when you have that soul connection, you don't have to necessarily, you can trust that in divine time, the right thing will show up at that time. And we've been through other programs together and we've done other work together, but to actually be able to collaborate now and to be focused on projects together, like the 6-minute webinar and like the projects that are coming out of the Soul Affiliate Alliance. Again, it all fits with the core of the work that I do, which is around soul connection and connecting to who you are, connecting to why you're here, and connecting to how you're going to thrive in your purpose, which is usually answered with another question, which is who? Who is going to help me to thrive in my purpose? And I see your soul tribe. That's the main work that I do. And the soul tribe is about your perfect customers, which are the people you're here to serve.
Uh-huh.
Your dream team, which are the people that are here to support you in living your mission. And then your affiliate ambassadors, which is the peak of the work that I do, is connecting people that have a clear message so that they can amplify their message and their work through each other's audiences and platforms. So those are the three types of connections within a soul tribe. But it all starts with being aligned with who you are and being able to tap into your own inner guidance as your primary compass. That's the foundation for being what I call a soul-connected entrepreneur.
That is, you know, that is so true. There's a Mark Twain quote that I use all the time, and it goes like this. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why, Mark, right?
I remember, yes.
You know, it's and Rumi says we each have a divine purpose and every other person in the world has a desire in their heart for your purpose, which is very powerful and very true because it seems like everybody's running around with a blindfold on, making decisions based on who they are and ending up full of stress, frustration, disappointment. Right, Mark? Is this what you're experiencing?
Yeah, yeah. It's what I have experienced a lot of, and I've seen my way through it so that I can help other people see their way through it as well. And again, it is that idea, especially for people who are mission-driven, they want to serve, and they want to serve everyone, and we're not here to serve everyone. So I love that Rumi quote you just shared, because a lot of people are familiar or have that, or wanting to have the belief that they have a purpose, but they're not convinced that there's somebody out there that wants their purpose, and to realize that those are the only people you need to really concern yourself with. It simplifies everything else. And again, not to harp on the 6-minute webinar, but that's the idea, is to be able to really be very clear and succinct about who you serve and how you help them.
Yeah, it's the difference when you're clear. You know, for years, I was a chameleon. And the way I got love was by getting people's approval. And now that I'm just here to serve others and understand my purpose, my life hasn't done a 180. It's done a, you know, 1450 or whatever 180 is times 180 times 10, right? Because the world is full of expansion and opportunities. And one of your great gifts, Mark, is connecting people who are our soul brothers, soul sisters, so to speak. Say just a little bit about that.
Sure. The Soul Affiliate Alliance is really focused on helping people who, for the most part, have a platform, they're clear on their message, to be able to help other people to live their purpose. And it's so funny how many people I have met along the way, like yourself, whose purpose it is to help people live their purpose. It almost seems like, well, that can't be it. But no, that really is it. That we are being examples by fully living our purpose and helping other people understand what theirs is. And the connection piece, what I have found was that I just love to bring people together. And so I would find what is the common thread from people all the time. And when I'm speaking to people in networking or any other kind of meeting somebody conversation, my mind thinks in connection, like, oh, who can support this person, or who does this person need? And so that was just the way that my business has grown over the last few years, of thinking about these connections. But what I found as a challenge was that even people who were looked up as gurus in the space, or that were very, very well respected, when they were no longer using the beginner's mind, that they had graduated, they were enlightened, whatever it might be, that they were there and they weren't doing their own work anymore, that when I brought them together with somebody who may not even be as far along on the path, but they were at least consistent with doing their own work, that it created a wobble. And I became kind of responsible for that wobble. Almost like you think about your car when your tire is out of alignment and your whole car starts shaking. You're like, oh, I better address that. And I found that the way to address that really starts with people connecting to who they are and being able to be clear that they are divine beings and comfortable in owning their self-worth and being able to be recognized for who they are.
That's very interesting, because, you know, one of the things you're talking about there, the one thing kept popping in my mind was clarity. And that's one of the things that Bill really specializes in, is get clarity in your mind. And ladies and gentlemen, Bill has a free book. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You can get it at myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo, myfreebook.me. And we're getting ready to break for a commercial break here in a couple of seconds. But ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, having Mark and Bill here on the show, what they're talking about, my goodness gracious, I know they got your head spinning, because you too can reach out and touch others' lives. Isn't that right, Bill?
Well, that's all we do is it's all about being in service, Jim. Being in service to others is the key. And I think when we get back from break here, we'll talk about that, how one can be of more service. We'll see you in a minute.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
About the Gaberlunzie bear caught rummaging through a refrigerator in an apartment in Colorado? The tenant heard noises coming from the kitchen and saw a bear with his head in the fridge looking for anything it could eat. What's the word for food that's unfit for human consumption? My wallop. The tenant locked himself in his bedroom and called for help. What's the word for the fear of bears? Ursophobia. We have lots of bears near our Colorado cabin, and we have been told that pepper spray will keep them away. But the idea that it would keep a 500-pound grizzly bear from attacking seems ridiculous to me. I think I'll try the pepper spray on myself and hope the bear doesn't like spicy foods. It's Marching Neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-Minute Webinar. If you're wanting to find out how you can really serve others, the 6MinuteWebinar.com, S-I-X-6MinuteWebinar.com is a great place to start. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, you are Mr. 6-Minute Webinar, aren't you, sir?
Well, I am the co-creator of it with Dandy Don. And you know, the thing we're learning with the 6-Minute Webinar, this new technology, Jim, is one of some things that we hadn't considered before. And one of the biggest thing is this, and this really fits into what we're going to be talking about today, is people want time over money. Valuable clients, they're more interested in time. So rather than taking an hour or an hour and a half to do some long webinar with blah, 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 these 6-minute webinars deliver spot on. And that kind of, you know, when you're going to be in service to someone, the greatest challenge that people have is explaining how they are in service for others, because they're just too wrapped up in what they're doing and they're talking the wrong language. And it's all about being of service and helping others. Isn't that right, Mark? In fact, Mark, before you answer that question, what I'd like you to do first is let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, your website and such. We need to touch in on that real quick.
Thank you, Bill. Again, my name is Mark Porteous. And you can go to markporteous.com. That's M-A-R-K, P as in Paul, O-R, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, O-U-S.com. And I've got a free core value index assessment that addresses some of what we were talking about in the last segment about who am I. And it also kind of leads into what we're talking about this segment around who am I here to serve. And it really talks about it's a tool to help you understand how you can be the greatest contribution in any given situation by being the core energy that you are that best serves that situation.
Let's talk a little bit more about that service and some of the ways you help people, Mark, find out about the who, why, and how that you're focused on. How do you do that?
Well, again, a lot of it really is about attraction. And for me, knowing who it is that I'm here to serve, and like Jim was saying earlier, you know, this is a process of learning that. You got to go through the trail yourself. And having done that, now everything that I put out attracts what I call soulful leaders, whether it's soulful leaders in business or activists or in the entrepreneur space. So that's what it, for the most part, I am drawing in. And I'm very clear about who I can support and how. And the first part of it goes, again, back to understanding who they are at their core, being. And then what it is that their life message is, and how that serves other people. And by connecting other people who are here in service with other people who are in service and that are in alignment, it's really easy to say, okay, this person helps people to get their book published. Everybody who is an author needs to be out speaking so that they can get their they use their book as a way to get into the speaking gig and be able to share their message. And so then I can connect authors and people who have platforms or people who are have podcasts or YouTube channels to get their message out, but I know which people are in alignment with their mission because I see who they serve and how they deliver that message.
Wow, that is so important because, as you know, my specialty is showing people exactly what their life purpose is and how to express it. And it's really fascinating to me how people get caught up in the physical, in the world of survival. They're just surviving rather than thriving. And when you really know who you are and why you're here and how you help others, you step into a world of thriving, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of us are familiar with the pyramid of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And
oh,
it's very
yeah.
natural for us to want to have those survival things. We need shelter. We need food. We need water. And when you don't have those, sometimes it's harder to think about your emotional needs or your spiritual needs. But what I have found is that when you are connected to source and when you have faith that everything is drawn out for you and that as long as you're following that inner guidance, everything that you need, all your needs will be met. It takes away that fear and you get to really be showing up fully as who you are so that you can be fully in service to your perfect customer.
That is so true because I have studied this for 25 years. In fact, Maslow, you know, the four basic needs are the physiological, safety, love and belonging, and esteem. And this is where everybody gets stuck because that's all about the physical. It's about how you show up and survive in the physical. And Maslow goes on above esteem. He then gets into the next three levels, which are our cognitive needs. The next one's escaping my mind right now. And then it goes to self-actualization. And then it goes to self-actualization. So, and it's all about self-actualization. That's the who, why, and how, right, Mark?
Yes, absolutely. And that's really what I am striving for. And I'm striving to help people who are aware that they are divine beings and that they have chosen this human experience for a reason. Once you're aware of that, once you have that, like you said, cognition, then you can start to explore what is that purpose. You know, then you can look for beyond that part. But the first part is just awakening to that I have a purpose. And that's, again, the cornerstone of your work. From there, then you can figure out, okay, do I express that purpose to my work as an entrepreneur? And how do I make money? You talked about that as well, you know, that the whole survival thing. Well, if you're really in alignment with your purpose, the money, everything else flows. In fact, you're one of the contributing authors for one of the projects I'm working on, the Soulful Leadership book, Soulful Leadership, A Spiritual Path to Health, Wealth, and Love, is all about how we use our life mission as a spiritual path, as a sacred practice that naturally leads to love and to health and wealth.
It does. It literally takes you right there. And the most exciting part about it, especially when you're connecting with the who, why, and how, the people that know those things about themselves, the universe only operates on a vibration, and it's all about organic expansion constantly. In the physical, it's about acquisition. It's about acquiring things, get a house, get a car, get a job. But in the universe, and I know Jim hears me talk about, follow the energy. The energy. Mm-hmm. Because when you get the energy working, Mark, you go into massive expansion, right? I know we've been in some conversations because I'm involved in Mark's Soul Alliance group. And it's like we get off some of those calls with what's going on and the energy that gets built. And all of us, our heads are spinning. It's like, oh, my God, this is going to be fun to see how it comes to fruition. Huh, Mark?
Absolutely. Yep. Got the juices flowing.
You know, Mark, I was just thinking, you guys were talking previous. I've had a couple of shows with Marty Haggard, and his dad was Merle Haggard, and they were talking about why his Merle Haggard's music was so great. And the reason why, Marty's explanation of it, and I think this fits right in, he says, Dad always sung from his heart. He says he never tried to sing from his head. He says he'd been in trouble if he had. And that really applies to find, and Marty shared something else I want to share with the audience. He says, find something that you love, then focus on how you can share whatever it is that you love with someone else. And he says, you'll never work a day in your life. And I thought that was, I really like that. I think that's applicable to what we're talking about here.
It totally is. And it's a twist on Confucius 4,000 years ago said something very similar, just find a job you love and you'll never work again. I totally believe that is absolutely true. And everything is much more fulfilling. When you're in alignment with, like you said, just coming from your heart, is it creates a magic in the universe where things are just come to you. It's called synchronicity, a Carl Jung term, meaning that the time and action line up in your favor. And these synchronicities happen more and more when you are in alignment with who you are and why you're here and who you're here to serve.
Absolutely. One time I started a business and I did it out of the wrong reasons. And really what I created, ladies and gentlemen, was a slave market. I was a slave and I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't happy. And I tell you right now, it's that's a dead end street. So find something that you love and, you know, get clarity in your mind. Because, Bill, I know you talk a lot about clarity. That's a starting point, isn't it? Pretty much to get clear on what you want.
It's 100% life. Every aspect of life is only a search for more clarity. And as we go through and do things and we expand, we're just getting more and more and more clarity. And I know we're going to head to break for a minute, but when we come back, I want to talk more about, you know, what is a soulful entrepreneur, Mark, and what does that mean to you? And what does that look like? So our listeners have an understanding, because so much of business is just about the bottom line. And I think this is something that we should discuss in more depth so that people have a greater understanding, because when you become a soulful entrepreneur, everything in your life changes rapidly, very, very rapidly. And I know, Jim, you've had some of those experiences in working with me, as I've done some coaching work with you and Don, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you right now, when you get in touch and get clarity in your mind, a lot of the nonsense, a lot of the noise and friction in your life, just it starts evaporating. That's what you're wanting, and that's what you're craving. It all starts with clarity in the mind. And we're going to be talking more about how you can be a soulful entrepreneur, because I even like the ring of that, you know. It sounds good to me. And we're getting ready to go to commercial break, but we'll be right back right after these messages and more about soulful entrepreneur.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
What was the first item ever sold on eBay? Believe it or not, it was a broken laser pointer sold in September 1995 for $14.83. The founder of eBay asked the buyer if he knew the laser pointer was broken when he bought it. The owner simply said, "I'm a collector of broken laser pointers. Seems pointless to me." But this seemingly worthless item was a bellwether of merchandise to follow. Here are some Gifu jets or other unnecessary items that have been sold on eBay. Some Gustrum noodles will buy anything, even a cornflake. Yes, a cornflake shaped like the state of Illinois, sold for about $1,350. What was one of the most expensive eBay.com purchases? a $140 million yacht.
It's Merchant Denver.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6SIX 6-Minute Webinar. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's our honorary host today, and we have a very special guest today, don't we, sir?
We do. We have Mark Porteous with us. And before the break, we were talking about soulful entrepreneurs. And as you know, Mark, I'm a business coach. I work with CEOs, entrepreneurs. I have clients all around the world. And I like to work with people who don't understand this. They just can't see the blueprint to put this into their life and their business. And I'm here to tell everyone, as you learn this, and you start engaging it in your business, it revolutionizes your business, and you become a magnet to new clients and customers as a soulful entrepreneur. And Mark, I'd like you to talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Thanks so much, Bill. And it's interesting because, yes, I understand you do work with lots of CEOs and other people in big business. And I see business of all sizes being a major tool for shifting human consciousness and for being a force of good in the world. I specifically work primarily with entrepreneurs. Again, that's kind of the zone that I focus on, because I see that that's where people can have the most individual control and self-expression of who they are and be able to monetize their gifts directly. Now, this is not to take away from the importance of having soul-connected CEOs and what you do with connecting what people do with who they are. And sometimes they make some, you know, shift careers or shift things, and other times it just gives them perspective so that they can bring who they are into whatever environment they're in. We need Trojan horses of love everywhere we can have them, in the educational industry, in this education environment, in government, and in health. So all of these different places are areas where people can show and live their purpose. You can live your purpose as a single mom or a single dad or in any type of profession. It just happens to be that the people that I'm here to serve are the ones who want to take their gifts and be able to share their story with other people to help transform their lives. So as somebody who's looking at entrepreneurs, there's all different kinds of ways to do that. You can keep doing the work that you're doing and start looking at transitioning into your own business and kind of building your business as a side hustle that is something that is you're passionate about, that it doesn't have to. We talked about this earlier. You can't do it for the money. The money will naturally come when you do it as an expression from your heart.
Well, that's so true. The most fascinating thing that I see in working with people, Mark, is they separate their spirituality into their personal life, but not as much their business life, because they feel like they have to be a different person in business. And there's nothing further from the truth. Isn't that true?
Oh, man, you nailed it on the head. This is just such a beautiful conversation. And I see so many limiting beliefs that I've had, that I've overcome around spirituality and business, and being able to make money with your spiritual gifts is one of the biggest challenges I see with holistic healers and holistic professionals, and even nurses and just teachers and people that are just really giving. Being able to make money from that is one of those limiting beliefs, and also the idea that that they even have that these are valuable gifts. A lot of times, the things that we're best at, everybody else is like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. You do that so well. They're like, oh, that's just something I do. And so that's one of the
right
things to be able to recognize. Yeah, really, that's what people need from you.
you know, you're so right, because this is when you're in service, it just flows. It just simply happens. And what I know to be true beyond a shadow of a doubt is that we are all here to learn lessons. And the two greatest places that we can learn lessons is in our family of origin and in our careers, because everything shows up the same in both places. And the thing that I teach people, Mark, is the difference between accountability and responsibility. And when a soulful entrepreneur is working, they're working responsibly. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And again, it's about connecting to your core values. What is coming through for you is who you are. And as long as everything that you're doing is in alignment, that is, as long as you're taking action that's in integrity, you're living your purpose with every action that is inspired from who you're being.
You know, Mark, you know, a lot of people are listening, and you know, I want you to, if you would be kind enough, sir, to once again share your website and any information you like to share to the audience, if you would do that, sir.
Absolutely. The last time I shared markporteous.com, that's markporteous.com. There's also the Soul, it's just Soul Affiliate Alliance, soulaffiliatealliance.com. Those are two of the websites that are both my personal around helping people to connect to who they are and why they're here. And then the Soul Affiliate Alliance, more about community and bringing people who are here to transform the lives of others together, so that we can each share each other's message and magnify the work that we're doing together.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you,
now,
sir.
What are some of the... Oh, I'm sorry, Jim.
No, Mark, go ahead.
What are some of the projects you're working on? I know you mentioned this book. What you may talk a little bit more about the book and some of the people that are in it and the messages and some of the other projects that the people are working on in the Soul Affiliate Alliance.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So, again, I've said again, kind of my process, the evolution, I call it the evolutionary path of a soul connected entrepreneur, is to first connect to who you are, then connect to why you're here, and then connect to your soul tribe. And while I have pieces of each of those puzzles that I teach, some of the basic foundational pieces, I have found not only does that path help my clients see and grow, to connect to where I am, but it also helps my partners. I have many people like Bill and so many other people in my life who really specialize in one of those particular areas. It might be about how to tap into your intuition, or how to attract perfect customers, how to build your dream team, that are really experts in that field much more than I am. My what I call my ring of genius is around the connecting to your soul affiliate ambassadors, drawing in people that have platforms where they can magnify your message. But if you don't have all those other pieces on the way up there, you won't have the same effect. It won't be able to make the same impact. So that's why I'm very clear that I want people to go through all of those steps. And I can't provide the in-depth training about being able to tap into your purpose and getting clarity around that Bill does, or specifically about how to create your customer journey as part of the hero's journey, and you being the guide to create the map. That's kind of a part of what I do, is to show what that map looks like, and finding partners along the way that provide the map that people need to get to the next step on their own evolutionary journey. So when you talk about the Soulful Leadership book, each of the authors in there are helping people to be fully self-expressed. So it starts with being able to know who you are as a divine being. We've got lots of experts like Janet Danielson with Meta District, who talks about the body-mind connection, We've got experts in divine navigation, understanding kind of the core of how you transfer who you are into creating an abundant living. And then all the way up to, we've got 30 different authors in there, so it's hard to go through each of the different pieces, but they're just little nuggets, 4 to 6 page stories about how their personal life and how they've created their business based on transforming lives from their own story and the benefits that they've gotten. And each one of them is very interesting, kind of builds on the next. And so it's been very interesting to kind of see the circle of the people in my life and how they've all helped me to become fully self-expressed. And now I can actually position them in a way to partner with each other and connect and magnify their audience, grow their audience, and grow their lists.
What's the launch date for the book, Mark? When will that be available to the public?
The book will be out January 7th to a select group of people who want to do book previews. The actual launch date is January 21st.
The thing I like about what you said there about the book, because time is so valuable to everyone right now, and they can read individual stories just a few pages at a time, and that gives them a chance to think about that and let it soak in. Because, you know, I'm looking at one of your comments you sent forward to us about imagine thriving as a soulful entrepreneur. But the thing you got me with freedom and abundance, and that's what your book's about, is open people's minds and kind of like Star Trek, taking places where no one's went before, right?
Absolutely. I know so many people, like you said before, about who start their own business and then become a slave to their business.
Yes.
And that is
yes.
not what we want. We want freedom and abundance.
Yeah, because that can happen very easily, especially when you become focused on the wrong things, and it's a place that you don't want to go. And Bill, I know you talk a lot about, you know, how helping people, and you've certainly been a big help to me and Dandy Don, because a lot of times we run into situations we don't know how to handle. Guess what we do? We go and we call on Mr. Bill Heinrich, and that's important in life, ladies and gentlemen, to associate yourself with people who can help you in your hour of need. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Are you ever afraid to order something at a restaurant because you don't know how to pronounce it? Fox News reported that many people mispronounce common items while ordering. Some of those words that give people trouble are bruschetta, those yummy little slices of bread with chopped tomato, garlic, and olive oil. Chipotle, the pungent red pepper often pickled and eaten as an appetizer or added to meat and stews. Beignet, which is sort of a French donut. And believe it or not, there is no X in espresso. If you ever go into a restaurant and see redonkadonk on the menu, that's a grilled burger with ham, bacon, cheese, egg, and Spam inside two grilled cheese sandwiches made with extra thick Texas toast style bread. Try it. It's delicious.
It's Margin Denver.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at thespeakerspathway.com. You can check out our messages of inspiration, hope, and support from many, many different people who shared messages of inspiration and hope for people that's during this time of the pandemic. That's the reason why it was created. So go there and check it out at speakerspathway.com. It's all free. And I'm joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host of Toganet Radio here, and he is also known as Mr. 6-Minute Webinar. Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, we're going to have some fun with that thing, aren't we?
Boy, we sure are. You know, it's we're seeing more and more wonderful benefits with it every single day. And it's really what it's about is stop sending a bunch of free information to 80% of your audience that just wants it free. And just speak to the 20% that want to do business with you. Stop marketing, start selling. Make an offer, people will take you up on it. And speaking of offers, Jim, Mark has a free offer. Mark Porteous is with us today with the Soul Affiliate Alliance. And Mark, I want you to talk a little bit more about this free gift that you have, how people get it, and what it will help them with.
Excellent, fantastic, thanks, Bill. Yeah, so the Core Value Index Assessment Tool, which is, again, free on my website, and you'll have a link for it, was created by Lynn Taylor, who actually was the creator of the original algorithm for the Siri recognition, voice recognition software. And he created this algorithm to be able to get the right people into the right job. He's done over 200 multi-million dollar corporate turnarounds, getting the right executives into the right place. So he literally created this as a tool for himself just to make sure that they had the right people in the right place. Now, since then, that was over 20 years ago, he's had over 1 million people have taken this core values index assessment. And what is really interesting to me about it, we were talking before about Abraham Maslow, and Maslow taught, the hierarchy of needs, and that one of the things that Maslow talks about is your innate, unchanging core values, that is who you really are. That's a really powerful thing. If you think about yourself as really being a collection of your values, rather than just your body or your mind or everything else, that really helps to describe you. This tool helps you to measure that, where many things, like a lot of people are familiar with StrengthFinder or the DISC or Myers-Briggs, any of these other personality assessment tools, measure what's called your adapted behavior. And adapted behavior means the way that you think that you're supposed to be behaving in any given situation. So in other words, if you're taking a Myers-Briggs assessment tool to get a job as a salesperson, you're going to answer more aggressively than if you're going to be in management or in customer service, where you want to be more of be perceived more passive and more PC, all of those other things. So the way that you answer these things is differently. The CVI cuts through all of that into your innate unchanging energies, and it identifies four core energies: wisdom, power, knowledge, and love. And we're not talking about love, the romantic kind of love, or even the universal. It's a very clear type of energy, and that we all have all these energies, and that each person has a different percentage of them. And in fact, one of the unique things about this test is that no two people ever take the same word choices. There's just simply, it's 144 words with boxes, and you pick two words in each box. And there's never been any two people out of the 1 million people that have taken it that have taken the exact same word choices. In fact, it's mathematically, it's like 1 in 10 octillion of that happening. So from these word choices, you're able to, he's got this algorithm that can tell what percentage of your core energies you're using, where you're just naturally spend most of your time. And most significantly, it teaches you how to recognize which energy is best for you in any given situation, to see the signs of fear and anxiety and to recognize what are your response mechanisms, to know where you are and which energy would be the best to shift into, which are your core energy. So that's why I love this tool. I really see it as a way for humanity to become self-actualized.
Wow. You know, if you're an entrepreneur that wants to know more about living a passionate, prosperous, fulfilling life, go to Mark's website, download that. After you download it, you'll learn more about your core values. And if you have an interest and you want to be around a tribe of people who are there to truly support each other in a kind, compassionate, loving way, the Soul Affiliate Alliance would be the place for you to show up. Mark, why don't you speak just quickly about some of the benefits of that for people that might want to get involved in it? And how do they get involved in it?
Sure. The main way that people actually are invited into the Soul Affiliate Alliance is the same way as you were, through the Soulful Leadership Mastermind Retreat, which is in February. This year, we're going to be holding at least a certain aspect of it online, February 11th through 13th. And so I'll make sure to get Jim and everybody, the Speakers Coalition, you, the information about that event, because I think that, for, again, anybody who's interested in the topic that we've been talking about tonight will be interested in doing it. And because it's online, no matter where you are, you can attend. And from there, we'll go through a lot of the stuff that we've talked about and creating an experience of each of these phases. And if it feels like a fit, then you'll be invited to join the Soul Affiliate Alliance, which, again, as Bill, you so well expressed, is an environment. It's a sacred container of other, what I call, again, soul-connected entrepreneurs who are living in alignment with who they are, and they are expressing their life mission, and they're supporting each other in being able to see. In fact, Bill, I think you said this in our last MetaMind, it's very difficult for the fish to see the water that they're swimming in. And so sometimes you're so close to a subject, while you're great at helping everybody else with clarity, you can get clarity from someone else. It's really hard to give that to yourself.
Yeah, that's so true. And one of the funny things is we had met, 6 or 7 years ago in that class about creating courses. And we connected immediately, and I knew we were going to do something. And we tried to get together a couple times. It didn't work out. But when I got the information from Mark about the Soul Affiliate Alliance, it was like, I think I was the first one to sign up.
I think you may have been. You were still in Hawaii, I think, at the time, or you just moved to the RV.
Just like, I just knew I was supposed to be there. It was that simple. And I didn't know why, but I went. And I have met some of the nicest people. Just, wow, the connections, Mark, are amazing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing.
To be just like they're all doing big things in the world. That's really what I love, that they're making the impact that they know that they came here to make.
Yeah, I just want to add right quickly, ladies and gentlemen, that on the websites of soulaffiliatealliance.com and markportius.com, I will put all of those in the description of the show, so please click on those. There'll be a live link there, so you can just click on it and go, and do take advantage of that, because, Mark, my goodness gracious, what you're sharing with people, and we mentioned briefly earlier about aligning yourself with the people that help you, that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be, that is so critical and so important, and that's what the Soul Affiliate Alliance is all about, isn't it?
It is. So I talk about Soul Tribe, and we often focus on our customers and service. That's been a big part of the conversation. But your dream team is a big part of that. And your dream team has two kind of, I look at it as hemispheres. The upper hemisphere is the strategy and the guidance. And then there's the bottom part of the implementation, actual where the rubber meets the road of getting the technology done. And you've got your team here of your producer, you know, that is the glue that holds it all together. So you need this dream team. And if you don't have that, you're doing all these things yourself instead of doing what you're the best at. So one, having a clear strategy, having a mentor, some type of what I call a guide, who's got a map, who's gotten to where he is, and they can give you their map. And everybody has to take their own have to create their own map. You have to realize that, that you can't have a template and say, if you just do what I did, you're going to get the same result. I do not believe that. I believe that we want to customize our map for where we want to go. And the, again, going back to the values and everything else, but finding a person that you look up to and admire and respect that is living the life that, that you want to live, and then getting their guidance is the first piece of that. And then you can worry about the mechanics of creating websites and opt-ins and, you know, the minutia part of it. But having that, that somebody that's out there in front of you a few steps ahead that is lifting you as they climb, I think is really, really critical.
Yeah, the you know, we talked right at the beginning of the show about our purpose is to be of service. And if you're an entrepreneur that wants to be together with a group of people that will support you, that when we gather, we aren't there to take. We aren't there to get something. We're all there to share. We're there to share our gifts and help uplift everybody else in the Soul Affiliate Alliance. And that, to me, Mark, is what's so exciting, isn't it?
It is. It really does feel like family. I really see that my overall mission, the job that I've been granted, which I'm so grateful for, is that I am the host of the Soul Family Reunion. I am bringing together leaders of soul families to reconnect and to get to shift human consciousness, really, from our current state of fear and separation to our natural state of love and deep connection.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, Jim, I was just going to say, that's where I met Nancy Benitez. She was on the show with us last week. I met her at the Soul Affiliate Alliance. Yeah.
Wow.
Those are the kind of people that are there.
Oh, yeah, because as Mark is talking about that, I'm thinking, wow, that sounds like a place that if someone has some needs, they can go there and they can feed their needs. And, you know, there's nothing like coming home and finding a home of people that you're like family to you. My goodness gracious. I mean, you can't buy stuff like that, can you?
Yeah, Bill was talking before about the two things that can help lead you on your path to personal growth are your family and your business. And
yes,
you have your birth family that I still believe we kind of choose in a certain spiritual way. But then there's the family that you get to choose for the rest of your life and the people that you surround yourself with. You are a reflection of the people that you choose to be around.
You're exactly right, sir. And I tell you, we got just a few seconds left before we wind up the day. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in. And we want to thank Mark Porteous for being our special guest today. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. If it's your birthday, have a good one. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.